the feedback that I get about any of these pharmaceuticals that impact GLP-1 is how it impacts their hunger cues. Fiber. I think one of the biggest feedback that I get all the time, you guys, from people who finally master blood sugar balance is that they don't have cravings. They feel full. They feel satiated. Their mood is more stable. And that's just something naturally that you can do with food.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Learn my 3 secrets to balancing hormones naturally. Just go to freehormonetraining.com and save your spot. Let's dive on in.
Okay, so today is going to be a fun topic. I mean, I think it's going to be a fun topic because I get asked about this all the time. And that is GLP-1 and weight loss and foods for weight loss and all of those fun things. So anyways, let's dive on it. Okay, so I really don't think that this episode is going to be about Ozempic because I feel like there's one doctor in particular that I think would be fabulous to come talk about this. And so eventually I'm going to reach out and see if we can get them on the podcast. It's actually two. It's brother and sister. Talk about Ozempic. I think it would be great. Because you know what? Nobody's telling you. But what I see on this other side, now that it's been pushed for a little bit more, paralyzed stomachs, stomach cancer, extreme gastrointestinal issues, are coming up. And I think that you're only shown one side, you know, like, oh, look at this person lost weight so easily and they don't want to drink alcohol anymore. And they, you know, all these types of things. And it's like, well, let's talk about all the other things. So what I specifically actually want to talk about is foods that naturally boost GLP-1 and why. Why would they do that? So foods that you could be including in your life for weight loss. And then I want to talk to you about something called LPS because I think it will change your life and I think it's really interesting. So what exactly boosts GLP-1 production? If we want to go by the fun name, I'm not going to say it because it's hard to pronounce, but you all know what I'm talking about when it says GLP-1. So it is a hormone. It helps regulate blood sugar, appetite, metabolism, and there are certain nutrients, food components, lifestyle factors, blah, 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 that stimulate the production. Okay. The first one we're going to talk about, you're going to be like, Leah, you talk about this stuff all the time. How come you never said it boosts GLP-1? Well, you should do it whether it boosts GLP-1 or not. But protein. So it stimulates GLP-1 secretion by slowing your digestion. Not like in a bad way, but it works harder to digest protein than it does carbs. It increases satiety. The second biggest one is fiber, you guys. Fiber. It helps support good gut bacteria that plays a role in GLP-1 production. Are you just rolling your eyes over there? See, rolling your eyes because you're like, you're just talking about blood sugar balance. Exactly. And this is why when we balance our blood sugar, it's supportive of weight loss. There's a reason all of this goes together. So protein, fiber, and then good supportive fats are also going to be great, like avocados, coconut oil, olive oil, nuts and seeds can be really great for this. Again, it just helps support GLP-1. And then short chain fatty acids. I feel like maybe we don't talk about those enough, but those are produced when your gut bacteria ferment fiber, and that directly stimulates GLP-1. So things that would be into the category of short chain fatty acids would be fermented foods and fiber rich veggies. So like kimchi, sauerkraut, things like that. Those are really great. And then polyphenols are another great one to help activate GLP-1. And dark chocolate has polyphenols in it. Okay, so dark, dark chocolate. You know, we're talking like 85% cocoa. But I do love raw cacao, you guys. I love raw cacao. It's higher in magnesium and it's good. Here you go. It's high in polyphenols. Berries are also great. Cinnamon, ginger. Oh, what are all of those also things we talk about maybe for blood sugar balance? Do you hear why I talk about blood sugar balance all the time? Are you so annoyed with me? Probably. But are you balancing your blood sugar? I mean, seriously, are you balancing it? Like step one, my dear. And green tea is another great one that's high in polyphenols. So especially if you're looking, maybe if you have an issue with caffeine, matcha would be a really great one to be using. So those are the foods that I would say really boost it. And I think it's so interesting to me because the thing I think that we don't, the feedback that I get from people, I guess I should say, about any of these pharmaceuticals that impact GLP-1 is how it impacts their hunger cues. Fiber. I think one of the biggest things of feedback that I get all the time, you guys, from people who finally master blood sugar balance is that they don't have cravings. They just don't have them. They feel full. They feel satiated. Their mood is more stable. And that's just something naturally that you can do with food. And I know it can be very tricky in the beginning to master it and really feel like you are on top of everything. You probably have questions, you know, how can I support all these different aspects? And if you want to dive deeper in that and you want that support in that area, that's what we do in the Hormone Reset Program. We help you master these things. You know, blood sugar balance is one of the pillars that we stand on and we utilize. And, you know, we're looking at your meals literally daily. We have you share your meals throughout the week, share your lifestyle so that we can help you master it with your lifestyle. So if you're a travel nurse or you work out of the house or, you know, and you feel like, oh, that's just not attainable for me. I can't do that. I travel a lot. We literally will go through with you and help you master that. And then also bring in the specific supplementation that you need based on where your blood sugar is kind of sitting to help that even more. So if you're like, I don't want to do this by myself, but I want this support and I don't know what I'm doing, Hormone Reset Program. You guys know, you can always go to bit.ly/HRP free call. Just type that in and you can literally book a call with one of my past clients and share your story so we can hear and see if we can actually help you. So that would be my 2 cents there. But I'm telling you that it's crazy to me how balancing the blood sugar and bringing up this fiber does what you're looking for, but just without all the fancy terminology. So sometimes you need the fancy terminology to be like, oh, so actually eating fiber boosts GLP-1. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay. So I'm going to give you some like foods. Like I gave you some, but I'm going to give you some more specific foods that you can bring in and kind of just think about. Okay. So obviously protein. So when you're thinking protein, eggs, salmon, fatty fish, that was really loud. I don't know if you guys heard my kids. meats, are really great as well. And if you're looking like, outside of meat, I would say lentils, chickpeas, beans. I wouldn't say they're super protein rich. They are medium-ish protein rich, very fiber rich. I think they're a great form of fiber. For carb sources that are also fiber rich, I really, really love like pumpkins and squashes and things like that. With white potatoes, I like to reheat them. So have them completely cooled because then they become what's called a resistant starch. So they feed the good gut bacteria. So I think those are really great to bring in. And then don't forget your fats like avocados and olive oil and your nuts and your seeds and your fermented foods, kimchi and sauerkraut and all of that. Have you guys heard of the company called, I think they're called Coconut Cult, which is like some type of like fermented yogurt mousse thing that you can eat? I've never tried it, but I'm intrigued. I love bringing in different types of fermented foods. But I also, I'm going to be honest, will bring in a probiotic depending on specifically what I'm needing. And then other foods, obviously, that will be supportive of this would be like ginger, cinnamon, you know, those polyphenol foods that we talked about. Okay. So kind of simple when you think about it. You're just like, okay, I'm focusing on whole foods. I'm focusing on fiber, focusing on my blood sugar balance. You know, we talk about at least half your plate being fiber, quarter protein, quarter fat and carb.
I bet you brush your teeth every morning. I know I brush my teeth every morning and I brush them every single night. And something that I changed over in my wellness holistic routine a long time ago was toothpaste. I didn't want fluoride in my toothpaste, but I also really wanted to not get cavities. And I also really wanted my breath to smell good. And I also really wanted my teeth to be whitened by my toothpaste and all of the things. I was asking a lot of my toothpaste. And I would get one or the other, but I could never get all of them in the same toothpaste until I tried Wellness toothpaste, which if you haven't tried them, you're going to want to after this. So I use the Fresh Mint Whitening toothpaste from Wellness, and I've been using them for years. This is not something new to me, but I'm so happy that they're partnering with us. They are fluoride free and they use a naturally occurring mineral that makes your tooth enamel stronger, basically. So it's a non-toxic version of fluoride and it's called hydroxyapatite. I'm sorry, you guys, that word kills me every time, but I'm getting better at it. And the reason why I chose Wellness over others is because they have small particle hydroxyapatite, not nano. And the reason why is I don't actually want nano because I don't want it crossing that blood-brain barrier. So I want small particle. And it's actually very rare to find this in toothpaste. They either just don't have it or they have nano. And I don't want nano. So took me a while, but I found it. Wellness is amazing. They have small particle, like I said. They also have aloe vera that eliminates disease-causing bacteria, and they have green tea powder, which helps combat bad breath, and it eliminates all of the gross bacteria that you don't want in your mouth, which is important because our gut microbiome starts in our mouth. It starts with our oral microbiome. So I use the Fresh Mint. You will actually notice a difference in the whitening in your teeth, and my kids use the strawberry, and they love that one. I also have their floss, which is great. So you have to go through their link to get the discount. But if you just go to wellness.com/Leah, you'll be able to get up to 20% off your whitening toothpaste. So that's wellness.com/Leah. Go through the link and you will be able to grab your toothpaste.
And then the thing that I wanted to talk about that I get very excited about that I think just will be interesting. I just want to talk about it because we talk about GLP-1 and we talk about raising this in our gut, but we don't talk about how toxins impact weight loss. And I don't think we talk about it very much on here either. So I will butcher this word. Okay. So LPS stands for, I can't even say it. It's like lipopolysaccharides. I've always called it LPS. You guys, these big sciencey words, like you just need to know what it stands for. But do we have to pronounce it? It's so long. Well, it is produced in your gut when we have gut issues like leaky gut barrier, overgrowth of bad bacteria, et cetera, et cetera. And so when we have too much, are you ready for this? They produce toxin. So LPS is a toxin, like, but it triggers chronic inflammation, hormone imbalances, and insulin resistance. And so when we think about our gut health, and I talk about bringing in more fiber and strengthening that gut barrier, that also will push out this LPS, which is a toxin produced by overgrowth of bacteria in your gut, literally causing insulin resistance. Like it is related to insulin resistance, which is mind-blowing to me because why is insulin resistance on the rise? Like, why is type 2 diabetes on the rise? Why are all these things on the rise? We need to ask all these questions. Why? Right? And what can we do to get rid of them? So anyways, I think that LPS is just very interesting to me because we talk about leaky gut and we talk about eating fiber-rich foods and we talk about all of this, but sometimes literally knowing like something that's going on here can be just really interesting and help pull it all together. So I also want to share a little bit about how LPS, which is the toxin produced by the overgrowth of bacteria in your gut, can kind of affect so many things, including like how we view food, because a lot of times it's like we just feel like we have the cravings or we have to think about this or we're a big stress eater, and it actually is all connected. So when we think about LPS, think about it actually entering, and it can cause inflammation in the enteric nervous system, which is going to lead to a disruption within the gut-brain axis of communication. Remember, everything has to be going through. And then after it has entered the enteric nervous system and it's caused disruption between this, the gut and the brain, now we have a disruption that's going to affect bowel motility. So pooping. Now we're getting constipated. And what I think is really interesting is now, not only are we not pooping, right? So now we're feeling probably more bloated, more constipated, all that. It can migrate through the blood-brain barrier and cause inflammation while inhibiting our dopamine receptors. So now we're constipated and we're not pooping and our gut-brain axis is impacted. And now we are not happy. Now we're dealing with depression, which is interesting, right? Okay. And I think that that's just important because what do we often look to food for is a dopamine hit. Like carbs give you a dopamine hit, right? Makes total sense. And if we aren't understanding like all of these mechanisms, sometimes it's just like, why do I just want to eat carbs all the time? Well, they give you a dopamine hit, right? There's literally a scientific reason for that, which I think is really important to kind of just realize how not only did this just impact like motility and the gut-brain axis, but now it's also impacting our brain and our dopamine and our mood, right? So I think that that's really important to kind of like look at how all of that is impacted. There's multiple things I would bring in to support too much LPS in the system. We are going to talk about supplements here. So I'd probably bring, well, A, we have to figure out what's going on in your gut. So it's toxins are stored in fat tissues, right? And so if you're really struggling to lose weight, you have to get the toxins out. We have to get the toxins out. So that's going to be really important. We have to get the toxins out means that we have to have gut motility, which means that we have to make sure the gut-brain axis is working. We have to make sure we're pooping, right? So we're coming full circle here. So something that I do like to help like push out the bad bacteria, I often use a specific probiotic called Megaspore from Microbiome Labs. And the reason why I like it is because it is spore-based, and I just find it very effective at pushing out that bad bacteria, bringing up the good bacteria, helping support the gut barriers. It is very strong. It's not something that I would just jump into full dosage. I would start with like a sprinkle of a capsule, literally. But I do really like Megaspore Biotic. And something that I like specifically that does mops up LPS is Immunolin, which is found in, again, it's a Microbiome Labs supplement. It's called Mega IgG. And Immunolin is phenomenal at mopping up LPS. Now, what's really interesting is I often will have people that will start taking Immunolin and they're like, I felt like I was super gassy for like a couple weeks when I started it because it's just moving around so much with the bacteria, which is you know, uncomfortable. So sometimes you need to start with, you know, a lower dosage and kind of navigate and work your way around until you get a dosage that you are comfortable with. So we're not having like horrible herxing and all that types of stuff. But isn't that wild? Like when you, I just think that that's cool to like realize that there's so many things that impact it, right? Like, so when we're dealing with weight loss and we just want to focus on GLP-1 activation and not realizing that we actually have an issue with our gut barrier and we have an overgrowth of bacteria. We have this dysbiosis that's producing toxins called LPS, which is literally making us more insulin resistant. And we can't figure out why, no matter what, we can't seem to balance blood sugar levels. And we just seem to gain weight no matter what. And it's like, oh, well, here are some more things to explore. And that's what I feel like is cool when it comes to health, is you need to look at it in like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle, you know, because there's so many different aspects that go into it, right? And it's not just detoxing, and it's not just gut health, and it's not just fiber, and it's not just minerals. Like, you know, there's so many aspects that can go into why you're feeling the way you're feeling, and it's not in your head and you're not crazy. But at the same time, it can be a little overwhelming because there's like a lot of different things that can go into it. And so I think it's kind of cool when we just talked about all of those different things that can impact weight loss. And do you know what impacted every single one of them positively? Fiber. Balancing blood sugar. Because when we have the good fiber pushing out the LPS and the good fiber supporting the production of GLP-1 and protein and blood sugar balance, lowering inflammation in the body. So do you understand now why I talk about blood sugar all the time? It's not because it's trendy. Like, I've been talking about blood sugar till it's coming out of my ears for a long time because it's so important and impacts all these different functions. So if you're like, I am so overwhelmed, you just talked about LPS and all these foods and blah, 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 blah. Start with blood sugar. Okay. I'll start with blood sugar. If you want to add in supplementation, knock yourself out. I really do genuinely think that like mega IgG, the immunolin, goes into the category of like good for most people of supplements, but I would start out slow, just kind of like see how it works. The only person I would say who can't take mega IgG or immunolin would be, are you allergic to beef? If you're allergic to beef, then I would say don't take it. Again, supplements, I don't know if I said this already. Go to LeahBrueggemann.com, go to my website, go to favorites, and it will say get supplements at a discount, and you can make a free account on FullScript and you will automatically get a discount on professional grade supplements. And the reason why I recommend buying supplements through like a FullScript dispensary or from the brand themselves is for so many reasons. Don't buy them from Amazon. It's counterfeit. I so often hear about people who bought a supplement from Amazon and then it was not the thing that they bought when they open up the capsules, or it's expired, or it's not temperature regulated, which is really important for supplements. But if you buy from the brand themselves, or you're buying from like a professional dispensary, they're temperature regulated, they're not sent out if they're expired. It's actually the supplement itself that you're paying for. And if you're going to pay money for a supplement, make sure it's the supplement that you want to pay for. You know, like, we don't want to be paying for supplements and then it not even be what you're paying for, because it's just such a waste of money. So anyway, that was my spiel on where you buy your supplements. But anyway, isn't LPS cool? I mean, we don't like LPS, but I think that learning about LPS is really cool because you're like, wow, there's literally a toxin that's produced by like having a gut issue, like an overgrowth of bacteria. And then this toxin can actually like impact my mood and my motility. And then we have some more answers. I don't know. I think it's cool. I think putting puzzles together are cool. So I hope you thought that was cool as well. And I hope you learned a little bit more. And I hope that that impacted you to balance your blood sugar. Okay? All right.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.